Good morning, it's Tuesday, the 20th day of September. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our e-edition product. Tacoma now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. The pleasant week continues today with highs in the mid-70s under ample sunshine. Overnight lows will fall into the mid-50s. Now on with today's top stories. Pierce County Deadly Force investigators have released the names of three Tacoma police officers who were involved in the fatal shooting of an assault suspect last month. Officers Jose Figueras, Zachary Hobbs and Christopher Munn were among the police who responded to a report that Peter T. Collins, 40, had assaulted his nephew in South Tacoma on August 28, according to a news release from the Pierce County Force Investigation Team, a group of regional law enforcement agencies. Dispatch recordings indicated that Collins exchanged fire with police after officers developed probable cause to arrest him. The medical examiner's office ruled his death from a rifle wound to the chest a homicide. All three officers were on administrative leave as of Monday. Munn, age 38, has spent 6 years with the department, Figueras, age 32, has spent 4 years with the department, and Hobbs, age 27, has spent 3 years with the department. The pandemic's toll has not ended for many hospitals in Washington state, even with fewer COVID-19 cases to treat. Hospitals are struggling to cope with high patient loads that are not COVID-related. According to a new report released September 15, hospitals also are on track to have their worst financial year since the start of the pandemic. Loss of staff over the course of the pandemic has left its mark. Employees have left from burnout, long COVID or death, rejection of vaccine mandates or to earn more money as traveling staff, among other reasons. Staffing shortage means fewer beds available for patients. Among available beds, a growing number of patients are unable to be discharged because they have no place to go next, such as long-term care or rehabilitation centers, or there is a lack of legal guardianship to approve transfers in cases coming under state requirements. The backup has trickled down to some emergency departments, and ambulances are facing sometimes hours-long delays for drop-off. A September 15 report from financial and performance consultants Kaufman, Hall & Associates released by the American Hospital Association predicted that 2022 would be the financially hardest year of the pandemic for hospitals, with rising costs of labor, drugs and supplies, and a lack of additional COVID relief funding. A recent news conference with global health officials on the world's outlook for COVID-19 seemed like the news we've all been waiting for, that the end is in sight for the pandemic. The September 14 briefing from the World Health Organization offered optimism over signs the pandemic is winding down globally. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus announced a milestone reached in the pandemic's global numbers. Comparing the progress to running a marathon, he added, quote, "We can see the finish line." End quote. The United States had the highest number of weekly deaths for any country reported worldwide with 2,306, according to WHO's September 14 report. But that was down 21% from the previous week. New U.S. cases also were down 26%. Closer to home, Washington's state of emergency and final pandemic emergency orders are set to end by Halloween. In Pierce County, weekly reported COVID-19 numbers have been steadily declining since a small spike in May. At the start of the year, weekly cases fueled by the Omicron variant peaked at 21,665 on January 2nd. The latest report from the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department listed 533 cases and 6 deaths for September 4, 10. A 58-year-old woman who was shot and killed earlier this month outside a trailer in one of Tacoma's business districts was identified Monday by the medical examiner. Jeanine Mattis, 58, died of a gunshot wound to the head, according to a news release from the Pierce County Medical Examiner's Office. The office ruled her death a homicide. Mattis was shot in the early hours of September 4 near the 3700 block of South Cedar Street. A man alleged to have driven a person to the trailer who investigators suspect killed Mattis, LaShawn Miles, has since been arrested and charged with second-degree murder. The shooter has not yet been arrested. Tacoma firefighters were called to extinguish a brush fire Monday morning that flared up in a grassy field west of South Tacoma Way. No injuries were reported. Tacoma Fire Department Assistant Chief Siona Stallings Alelima said crews were dispatched at about 10:55 a.m. to 4336 S. Adams Street. She said the fire was reported about 100 yards west of that location, between Adams and South Tyler Street. She said shortly after crews arrived, more units were requested. 4 fire engines responded along with 2 smaller brush fire rigs. Firefighters had the blaze under control by about 12:28 p.m. and were extinguishing remaining hot spots, according to a tweet from the department. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Vote now for the area's athletes of the week in football, volleyball, soccer and cross country. Visit thenewstribune.com/sports. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit TNT offers for more information.